next up, a unique solution for Northern Ireland that will differ from the Brexit settlement for the rest of the UK. That's what the BBC understands the EU will call for later today. A unique solution for Northern Ireland. Sounds suspiciously like special status, doesn't it? The SDLP MLA Claire Hanna with us today. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. This special status, of course, is what the Ulster Unionists and the DUP both oppose, but it's what the EU is calling for. Well, not specifically special status, but as I say, something that sounds very similar, a unique solution, Claire.
Well, yes, well, we haven't read the detail. It's published at 11, but it is very positive. And to be honest, I've personally thought that it was inevitable all along. I mean, the fact that we do obviously have or would have a land border with the EU for a start would, and the fact that a large proportion of people here are Irish and therefore EU citizens meant that it was inevitable that we were going to have special arrangements. And we are obviously very glad that the EU have recognised that. But it's another reason that underlines why we need an executive in place to talk about the detail, because it's Northern Ireland that will know what specifically we need. We can't go asking for the sun and the moon and the stars. We have to work out the detail. And yes, I appreciate that there are political parties who were opposed to the concept. And we did say to them from the very start, you know, that you know, you should expect something to happen. But it is easier for those parties in the context of, say, a Brexit committee and assembly debates to sign up to some of those provisions than it would be for them to come on your programme and suddenly announce that they're in favour of it. So it's a very, very positive development. There was a degree of inevitability about it. And now let's get the institutions back up and running and get the detail on what we want and what we need.
But the reality is, do we really think that Northern Ireland deserves this unique solution as opposed to anywhere else in the UK?
Well, yes, of course, because there would be a completely differential impact. And we've spent, you know, the last year and a half talking about that, just about, the fact of the border and the fact of tens of thousands of people having to travel across that, and the fact of the peace process and that the Good Friday Agreement guaranteed people access to that and reduced any militarisation of the border, and the nature of our economy, the fact that we do trade extensively across the border, and not only that.
But we're always looking for special situations in Northern Ireland, aren't we? For how long can we continue to say we're special?
Well, this is
for those people who are pro-European in the rest of the UK, they'll feel they're special too.
But Stephen, this isn't a traditional, and actually we will always need additional resources in the same way as, if you look at it in UK terms, any region outside of London has a special deal in that the pro rata will get additional resources to deal with reduced infrastructure. But we are saying, yes, we have unique circumstances. Brexit, whatever way you do it, would differentially impact somebody living in Fermanagh or Armagh in Belfast than it would impact somebody living in London or Hampshire. That's just a fact, even, and it's not anybody kind of crying their eyes out about it.
The DUP say attempts by the European Union to use Northern Ireland as a bargaining chip are deeply unhelpful, but they also say they want to ensure the particular circumstances of Northern Ireland are accommodated in the final Brexit deal. Particular circumstances of Northern Ireland. John O'Dowd from Sinn Féin. Stay there, Claire. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, that sounds like the DUP are saying, well, look, you know, particular circumstances, there should be particular issues addressed for Northern Ireland. Is that a unique solution? Well, is that special status?
Unfortunately, the DUP have signed up to what the Tories require out of a Brexit deal, and part of their confidence and supply agreement with the Conservative Party they've already signed up to a Brexit deal. So they have already disassociated themselves from the other political parties on the island, this part in the north. They have disassociated themselves from the parties in terms of negotiations around Brexit. They have signed up to a Tory agenda. But we welcome the fact that now it's quite clear that the European structures have recognised the need for unique status of the North in terms of any deal on the other side of a Brexit. We want to see the details of that, but it's quite clear that the intense lobbying that's going on in Europe and with European partners is paying off.
Yeah, but was Sinn Féin's position not we should remain in the EU? Obviously, that was your position. Has that now changed to we welcome special status?
No, our position remains the same, that the 56% of people here who voted to remain in the EU, that vote should be respected, that our best economic, culture and social benefits can be protected in a EU.
So special status won't work then?
Well, we want a designated special status within the EU, but we recognise the step forward that has taken place, because only a number of weeks ago or a number of months ago, we were being told that Brexit means Brexit, and that what would happen to Britain would happen to us. The European Union have clearly recognised that they cannot ignore their obligations under the Good Friday Agreement and their obligations to the peace process, and they also clearly recognise that the plans outlaid by the British government will damage the economy, not only of the North, but across the island of Ireland. And the Irish government, ourselves and others, have been quite firm in dealing with the European Union and have been putting a lot of energy and time into engaging with the European Union about the problems that will arise.
I'm wondering why you're against Brexit if your party at the same time feels, John, that Brexit has re-energised the debate about a united Ireland.
Well, we're not... Well, let me put this position.
A united Ireland, I can't say it, is the goal.
Correct.
So if that's the project, if that's the goal, then surely you wanted Brexit.
We do not want to see our society in an interim period being damaged by an unthought-out proposal which has been foisted upon us by the British government, a vote taken in England and Wales to decide the future of the people on the island of Ireland. But that's not the situation we want to see arise. The debate around the United Ireland has intensified as a result of the reckless nature of the British government's intentions around Brexit. People see the damage that can be caused, and people are also asking themselves about their identity, not questioning whether they're British or Irish, but where their European identity lies in this so-called Brexit, and where they fit into a wider European dimension. So all those questions are going on at different levels and different intensity of debate. But is United Ireland the solution? In our opinion, yes, it is the solution. Well, and Brexit or no Brexit, we will argue for United Ireland.
Well, would you not like to see, Claire, I'll come back to you in a second, would you, John, not like to see a hard Brexit because it would promote the United Ireland project?
No, because it will damage people's lives. The peace process has been about improving people's lives and opening up a democratic pathway to change. Brexit will see significant economic, social and cultural damage on the island of Ireland. And I do not want to see a return to borders, physical borders, on the island of Ireland. I think it would be deeply offensive to and cause major difficulties, particularly for those communities living along the border.
Claire?
Well, what are you asking me? Sorry.
Just your reaction, I guess, to what John said.
Like I say, I think it's very positive, but that the EU have acknowledged this. And as I say, I've always felt that the EU understands this island very substantially, but we have got work to do. We have to get the detail. We have to try and get as much consensus around that as we possibly can, but we have to get the detail out there of what we want and need for that deal. We need to protect ourselves from this. It's very, very clear that on Brexit and on very many other things, we can't hand ourselves over for just London to negotiate for us. I think Dublin are doing a very good job as well, but we need to we need to have local voices on this, and we need to build as much consensus as possible. I've warned all along about sectarianising the Brexit response, that will say basically London will negotiate for people who voted to leave and Dublin will vote for people who voted to remain. We need to see the common ground that we can find here. And there is common ground around some of the economic issues. The letter that Sinn Féin and DUP sent, belatedly it has to be said, to Theresa May a couple of months after the referendum, sets out some of that common ground and sets out some of the things that could change special status. So let's get the job done.